AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There were hugs, tears, and high fives. Early this morning, South Carolina lawmakers had the final word voting to remove the Confederate flag from the grounds of the State House. Governor Nikki Haley says she will sign this bill, and within 24 hours of that, the flag will be history. Literally. Our Jeffrey Collins is in Columbia.
When they do take down the flag, they're going to send it to a place called the Confederate Relic Room. That's in the State Museum here in South Carolina. That museum has several Confederate artifacts, including the Confederate flag that was flying over the dome in 2000 when they removed it after a compromise.
The flag is coming down about a month after nine black church members were shot dead by a white gunman in Charleston. Stock prices fell by about 1.5% yesterday, but the big news was the hours-long trading glitch. One of three tech problems that hit major companies yesterday. Here's our Jerry Bolander.
FBI Director James Comey says the agency was in contact with United Airlines, the New York Stock Exchange, and the Wall Street Journal after all three experienced major technology problems.
In my business, you don't love coincidences, but it does appear that there is not a cyber intrusion involved.
Though he did say one might be connected to another.
I actually think the Wall Street Journal piece is connected to people flooding their website. In response to the New York Stock Exchange to find out what's going on.
Comey's comments came as he told lawmakers that increasingly sophisticated data encryption has made it much tougher for law enforcement to hunt for terror suspects and others. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Greece is hoping for a third financial bailout from Europe. It's promising to reform, and the details of its plans are due today. European markets are up on that news. Some Chinese companies are trying to get through the stock market crisis there by suspending trading in their stocks. About half of the stocks have been suspended. This is AP Radio News. A community in drought-stricken California is accusing actor Tom Selleck of stealing truckloads of water from a public hydrant and taking it to his avocado ranch. Thousand Oaks resident David Sampson says he's seen a truck taking water from the hydrant.
I've seen a water truck come here periodically for the past, I'd say, over a year.
He's talking to KNBC-TV. The Water District is suing Tom Selleck. He is not talking. Now to 22-year-old singer Ariana Grande. A video has surfaced appearing to show her maliciously licking donuts at a shop in California, say police, without buying any of them. In the same video, she says she hates America and she hates Americans. She's apologized for that. The cashier at the Wolfie Donut Shop in Lake Elsinore says of Grande, she was really rude. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.